T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
People, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Brian Ping. Our top local story, a young Irvine man who allegedly attacked a flight attendant is now facing federal charges of criminal assault and interfering with an aircraft crew. 20-year-old Brian Sue is accused of assaulting the female flight attendant during an American Airlines flight from New York to Orange County's John Wayne Airport last week, an incident that led the pilot to divert the plane to Denver. Witnesses say he punched the attendant at least twice in the face after she apparently bumped him by accident while making her way down the aisle. A big announcement from L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti at the Global Climate Summit in Scotland.
Cities Race to Zero has produced a global coalition of over 1,000 cities and local governments representing 722 million people, more than a quarter of the world's GDP, committed to reaching net zero emissions by 2050 and cutting their fair share, our fair share, of global emissions in half by 2030.
Garcetti says that the work of cities and local governments can help the world meet the goals of the Paris Climate Agreement. A longtime encampment of homeless veterans living just outside the fence of West LA's VA campus moved off the street this morning, and most did so willingly.
That is the sound of a load of trash, a tractor scooping up tents left behind by people who were living here on the sidewalk on San Vicente.
And driving by this, I found this outrageous. These are veterans, those who served us.
He lives in this area, horrified by the fact that this was allowed to persist, this homeless encampment on San Vicente, for 2 years.
I got a tent inside the VA property for a change. It's a brand new tent. Accommodations are there. 3 hot meals. Showers.
The people who lived in these tents are being given shelter at the VA campus. Many of them are veterans. This all follows a pledge by the Secretary of the Veterans Administration to have this cleaned up by November 1st. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Student athletes age 12 and up in the LA School District need to be fully vaccinated by now if they want to keep playing. That includes high school football players who will start CIF City Section playoffs later this week. It also applies to band members and those in other extracurricular activities. LA School Board member Jackie Goldberg explains why the mandate is in effect.
We did this because we saw that the major outbreaks around the state of COVID amongst young people was when they were playing sports or in band and drill teams.
All other LAUSD students 12 and up must get their first vaccine dose by November 21st and their second by December 19th. Goldberg says the board has not had any discussions yet about requiring mandates for students 5 to 11 now that the FDA approved the Pfizer vaccine for emergency use for this age group. LA's sheriff says deputies are leaving the department because of the county's vaccine mandate. Sheriff Alex Villanueva says it's a mass exodus and it's at the worst time because violent crime is on the rise. All county workers were supposed to register their vaccination status a month ago. While nearly 80% of all sheriff's personnel are fully vaccinated, the Times reports that figure is only 41% for sworn deputies. Villanueva says the mandates aren't needed because, in his estimation, the pandemic is waning. Unvaccinated teens are now the leading spreaders of the COVID-19 Delta variant in LA County. Health officials say teens now account for the highest case rates, and unvaccinated teens are 8 times more likely to transmit the virus than vaccinated teens. The LA Times reports that's a shift from earlier in the pandemic when young adults were the biggest spreaders. Marin County, opposite the Golden Gate Bridge from San Francisco, is the first county in the Bay Area to ease its indoor mask requirements. People who can show proof of vaccination will no longer have to wear masks inside stores, restaurants, and bars. This business owner tells CBS San Francisco it's a step in the right direction.
We've become very good at enforcing mask mandates. You know, the teenagers that I hire are having to tell grown adults to please put their mask over their nose.
Marin reached the criteria agreed upon by Bay Area counties to ease indoor mask rules. The county's vaccination rate is above 80%. The number of people in the hospital is down, and COVID transmission has remained moderate under CDC guidelines for 21 straight days. A Malibu businesswoman has reached a tentative settlement with a former employee who says she was fired because she advocated that she and other workers be allowed to work from home during the COVID crisis. But there are no details yet on terms of the deal or some conditions that it includes. The employer actually runs her sunscreen company out of a guest house owned by Caitlyn Jenner. The state senator pushing to ban live guns and ammunition on movie sets says it's disturbing that Alec Baldwin described the fatal shooting on the set of Rust as a one-in-a-trillion event.
To characterize it as a one-in-a-trillion or a matter of chance is, I don't know if it's an attempt at a new narrative or revisionist history, or if it's just a man who's still in a state of shock trying to defend his actions.
San Jose Democrat Dave Cortez tells CNN a series of mistakes were made that never should have happened. He says California needs to set up new laws given its role in the entertainment industry. Baldwin talked about the shooting for the first time publicly over the weekend. He said he couldn't talk about the investigation, but did say he speaks with police every day and added he supports changes on movie sets when it comes to guns. The last time someone was killed on a movie set due to a shooting was Brandon Lee in 1993 during filming of The Crow. A vandalism call in Valley Glen turned deadly when LAPD officers shot and killed a suspect holding what they describe as bloody knives. Officers say they found the man slashing car tires. Investigators say the man was not wearing a costume and that the knives were real. Police tried to use a less lethal weapon on the man. After that didn't work, they shot him. Investigators say they don't know where the blood came from and they did not find any victims.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.